Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Wednesday, May the 1st, 2024. As always, I give God thanks for you, not only for who He is and what He is doing in your life, but for who He is and what He is doing in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that God has divinely connected you and I to for such a time as this. Y'all, it is May. It's May. It is the fifth month of the year, five being the number for grace. It is May. So, you know, on Wednesday, I try to give you a word, trying to get you over the hump, right? For those of us who work a traditional work schedule, Monday through Friday, I know many people don't have that schedule. However, it is hump day. It's midweek. And so I guess the only thing that I want to say to you today is that you keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. I know the beginning of the year, you know, everybody starts out with ambition and goals and, right, all these plans and New Year's resolutions, and New Year's resolutions probably fell off by February for most people, if we're just real about it. However, I want you to keep on keeping on. I want you to keep the faith. I want you to keep moving. Keep moving, often with exercise, right? And so, yeah, I'm still working out. You know, I went on that where I was working out every day. I kind of fell back on that. But one of the things that my doctor told me, you know, when I went to the doctor, just trying to get healthier, you know, I'm pushing 50. One of the things that the doctor told me was that I need to start lifting weights. She's like, even though you're walking, walking is great. But if you really want to lose weight, then you need to start lifting weights, because one of the things that lifting weights does is it builds muscle. And the older you get, you know, you have a tendency to lose muscle. So you know, you start being, as a woman, a little bit more jiggly, a little bit more, you know, soft, and instead of building hard muscle. And so I thought about that. But one of the things that also muscle does and helps as we get older is there's something about resistance. There is something about resistance. That's why a lot of times you'll hear people talk about water aerobics. We have a tendency in our mind to think that, you know, cardio. And yes, cardio has its place. It helps with your heart rate, all of those things. Also, I'm seeing an ambulance. So, you know, guys, I believe in just praying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now that wherever that ambulance is headed to, wherever they're going, God, we just pray that there would be life. We just pray, oh God, that there would be health. We just pray, oh God, that the EMS workers would be able to meet the need of whosoever house there's going to, God. We pray, oh God, that there would be life. And so we speak life right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. So, back to the exercise. And I want to encourage you all. I know that might seem like, okay, she's all over the place. I'm really not. Anytime you see an ambulance, anytime you see police, you see those emergency lights, it doesn't take long. Say a prayer for those people, because that might be the very thing that causes them to live. That might be the very thing in which the angels begin to go to work. Remember, the Bible says that the angels do their bidding for him, for who is God, who is him? God. And so when we speak, when we see emergency sirens and ambulances and accidents, when we speak those things, we are speaking life. We don't have to know the people. We speak life. Why? Because by the grace of God, there goes I. By the grace of God, there goes a loved one. There goes a friend. There goes a co-worker, right? So we speak life. We speak life on their behalf. Back to the exercise. And that is resistance. There is something about resistance that builds up your body. Something about building that muscle that builds you up. Such as your prayer life would be. When you meet resistance in the earth, then you press into God. You press into God. We have a tendency, thank you, Holy Spirit, to believe that cardio, right? Cardio has its place. It increases the heart rate, you know, the cardiovascular system, all of those things. Cardio will do that for us. It definitely has its health benefits. But something my doctor told me, because all I was doing was walking. And if that's all you can do, by means, walk until you can build up your strength to start the resistance training, to start the weight training. Because it is in the resistance, it is in the building of the muscle, is the real power. It is in the building of your prayer life, is the real power. It is the building of the resistance. When you are met with resistance, that's when your prayer life kicks in. When you are met with resistance, when I'm met with resistance, when we're met with resistance, we have a tendency to call on God a little bit more, to spend more time with Him when we are met with resistance. If everything would go our way, if everything would go our way anytime and every time we wanted it to, then many of us would not know God. Let's be real. Many of us would not know God. Many of us would not value who He is. That He is a mind regulator when we almost lost our mind. Because of isolation. Because of loneliness. Because people were picking with us. Because the devil was on our heels, right? Many of us would have lost our mind. When we met that resistance, we turned to the Father. And through knowing and understanding that He is a mind regulator, between knowing and understanding that He fights our enemies for us, then we began to understand that the resistance helped our relationship. It is through resistance we build muscle. It is through resistance we build our relationship with God. Now, somebody might be on the other end saying, well, I don't want a God in which that it has to be about resistance in order for me to get close to Him. It doesn't have to be resistance, but is in the spiritual realm and in the earthly realm for us to have a relationship with God. But often, because we're human, we lose our focus. We lose our focus. And God has a way of saying, hey, what are you doing? I blessed you and you forgot about me. The Bible says when you are eaten and are full, don't forget the Lord thou God. But yet what we see all too often, that when we couldn't get the house and we cried and we fasted and we prayed and we called on all the saints and then God blessed us with the house, we forgot about God. When we didn't know if we were going to be healed, if the surgery was going to come out okay. So we cried, we fasted, we called the saints to pray, and then we came out of the surgery good. We got the good report. We forgot about God. When you have eaten and you are full, don't forget about God. Can I say that again? Don't forget about God. Don't forget about God. Why? Because He won't forget about you. He doesn't forget about us. Even when we are out doing whatever, He's still very much aware of where we are, what we're doing. Don't forget about God, you guys, because he doesn't forget about us. I love you all. Have an awesome day. Be blessed.